What's going on, everyone? Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, it's a big day. It's a game day. It's the Eagles and the Falcons. Monday Night Football, of course, tonight right here on WIP with Merrill and Mike on the call. Look, we'll be all over talking about it today. A.J. Brown obviously out. That's a tremendous bummer. So we'll see what the Eagles can do without him. You know, we'll see the Nick Foles thing. We know he's not going to step in there and play for A.J. Brown, but he knows what it's like to step in and play for someone, and he did it at an exceptionally high level, which is obviously why the Eagles will honor him tonight. We got a lot on the Phillies, who won 2 of 3 over the weekend. A lot of good and some bad, obviously, going back to Nola from Friday night. And how about the Cowboys, Niners, and Lions all losing yesterday? Certainly opens up the way for the Eagles, if they can grab this game tonight, to be in a nice spot early in the NFC. All right, all of it at 215-592. 94-94. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What's up there, Johnny?
The ball on top of the flagpole.
That thing. Yep.
It's called a truck.
A truck?
Yeah, especially in military circles, okay. It's called a truck.
Why don't they just call it the round thing on top of the flagpole?
I guess I would also just sometimes call it a ball.
I mean, why do we got to overcomplicate things in life? I don't, you know, why do we got to do that?
Yeah, ball seems sufficient.
And by the way,
it's actually shorter than truck.
Speaking of things that aren't overcomplicated, Seltzer, you know what's not overcomplicated? Who's the second starter for the Phillies?
Yeah, you're right. Getting complicated.
Because I got to tell you, I still think it's Nola, but I mean, you know, you got Nola, you got Ranger, you got Santana. No, it's not going to be Ranger. We were wondering, is Ranger going to be the 3? Now we're wondering, is Sanchez going to be the 2? So anyway, just tuck that away. We'll get to the Phillies as we move through the show. All right, John, let's go Eagles. So a big Nick Foles day, and obviously we want to hear from you if you want to honor Nick Foles on a day. He's in town. He'll be honored tonight. We don't know exactly how they're going to honor him. Pre-game, halftime, not sure. He's going to have a press conference before the game. He's also going to be on WIP on the pre-game show tonight. So it's a big day, obviously, with Foles being honored. But, John, let's start with the present-day birds. Because the news over the weekend was obviously a big bummer. Doesn't mean the Eagles can't win. Doesn't mean they shouldn't be favored. They should be favored, and they should still win. But it certainly makes the challenge harder, man. You take out A.J. Brown, who I would contend, and I think most people would probably say, is their best football player. All right? I mean, we're talking about a really massively top 5 wide receiver in football, and that's saying something because there's about 15 great ones. You remove A.J., the challenge gets harder. Obviously, you know, we're going to be all eyes on Jalen Hurts tonight. We would have anyway. But this is a big opportunity for Jalen to play. And you guys know I've said for a couple of years now, I wonder what it'll look like when Jalen doesn't have the tremendous advantage of not one but two elite wide receiver. So, John, A.J. out. Jalen got to do his thing with lesser players. Your thoughts on the absence of A.J. and how much harder that makes this challenge tonight? Against Kirk Cousins, who, by the way, they seemingly play week 2 every year, but whatever. On a Monday Night Football
3 years
game.
In a row, that's crazy.
That's
the
a whole
national,
other thing.
Yeah. But the beauty of it is Kirk Cousins, we know, struggles when the lights are brightest. And we get him when the lights are brightest for 3 years in a row in week 2.
Yep.
So I'll take it.
What are you making no AJ, John?
It makes things different. But remember, we are one of the most talented rosters out there, Joe. It makes things different at times. If you try to do things the same, I guess it would make them harder. But I'm telling you, Kellen Moore is going to just adapt a little bit. And I think we'll see a lot more of the things that I love. I know I love to see Saquon. I know I love to see Dallas Goedert down the seam. I know I love to see Devontae Smith. I think that these other options. And, you know, who knows? Maybe Jahan Dotson coming out party in Philadelphia. Look at all that talent
that's
hidden for quite a while.
Yeah.
Jahan Dotson might burst onto the scene. We would all welcome that. But Saquon Barkley, I think the biggest question, the usage question.
That's an interesting one, John, because obviously the Eagles increased their chances to win tonight if they lean on Saquon a lot. Last week they did 26 touches. The question is whether they do that 2 weeks in a row.
Yes, they do that 2 weeks in a row. It is not too much to ask. I'm sure that Saquon, if you asked him, would ask for it. It makes him feel more into the swing of the game when the more carries that he gets into the rhythm. I like the idea. I'm not saying run him into the ground when the game is 45 right. to 7 with a minute left in sure. the fourth quarter. But, you know, 25 was the number that I was hoping for.
You do
for.
Know they're not going to do that all season, though, right? Like, you have to pick. You know, look, John, maybe you raise your hand and say, this is one of the spots I want them to pick. I got no AJ, so give it to, you know, Saquon 25 times.
I thought 20 targets would be incredible.
Touches.
I thought, touches. 20 touches would be incredible. They went to 26 in week one. Yeah. 25 felt like a dreamland. It does seem it should be 20 and up. It does seem like that's the way we are going to succeed, Joe. We must run behind that offensive line. That is, it's got to be the largest in the history of humankind.
They're big,
for
man.
Real.
No,
for real.
They're
Think
big.
About that.
I mean, Becton and Mulata alone. I know. Becton and Mulata plus Lane Johnson. It's a lot.
So it's ridiculous.
There's a lot of ways to tackle this game. We want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. I mean, when we talk about Saquon and the usage, I don't know to what extent Nick Sirianni and Kellen Moore think about this. I do. There's also another game in 6 days. That team, by the way, is 2-0 and an incredibly impressive 2-0.
They're looking really happy.
They look unbelievable, New Orleans.
The way they are.
So, I mean, do you really lean on Saquon?
That car guy, Derek.
Yeah,
really is a good quarterback
good.
Who has a smart head on his shoulders. Yeah. He knows where to go with the football.
Well, the irony,
he's always had the talent.
John, the irony is he and Kirk Cousins are pretty damn similar. I mean, they're both that kind of 12 to that 11 to 13 guy in pro football. Like they're never elite. They're always just somewhere in the slightly above average.
I think you could say that they are tipping into the elite territory.
Well, I'll
though.
See it if I see it longer. All right, so let's get back to AJ for a second. Obviously, your thoughts on this game. So here's a fact. In the 2 years that AJ and Devontae have played together, put another way, in the 2 years that Jalen Hurts has had the advantage of AJ and Devontae playing together, they have only missed, those two guys have only missed a combined 2 games. And they were actually the last 2 games of last year. So they both played all 20 games. In 2022, they played the whole regular season. They played the whole postseason. They were, I mean, and you can feel it. I mean, you know, AJ, you can just tell AJ and Devontae haven't missed time. We all know that, except for at the end of last year. So in that meaningless game against the Giants, when the Eagles are just trying to get their offense on track to kind of be ready for the postseason with a little bit more something going, they put the starters out there for the first whatever it was, quarter and a half, but Devontae missed that game because he was banged up going to the playoffs. So they sat him, precautionary, no reason to tax him long. Okay, fine. Eagles got smoked. Now, I'm not saying they purely got smoked because Devontae missed the game. I think nobody showed up. The offense stunk. Jalen was at his worst. Sirianni was at his worst. But they got smoked without Devontae. The next week is the only time Jalen's played in these last 2 years without AJ. Because if you remember, he got injured early in that Giants game, caught that pass and crumpled down. He missed the playoff game with the knee injury. Eagles got smoked again. So the history of Jalen without AJ and Devontae as a duo when they've been together, I'm discounting 2021. Jalen was the developing quarterback. It was his second year in pro football. I mean, since he established in 2022 excellence, and he did in a big way, they've played 2 games without those two guys. Now, week 18 last year, take it with a grain of salt. I don't think the team was really emotionally charged, and we know they were fractured, and we know the offense was broken, okay? So I don't put, like, all stock in that. But we also can't discount the 2 times they played without one or the other, or in the Week 18 case where both of them were out early because AJ got injured, you know, they got hammered both times. Now, what do you make of that? 215-592-9494. What I make of that is this. This is a big opportunity for Jalen Hurts tonight to step up and push aside some doubters, play better than he did week one, do a lot of the great stuff he did week one, because I don't want anyone to misconstrue. He did some wonderful things week one. Some tremendous things in that game in Brazil. But he's got to tighten this thing up. He's got to clean it up. It's not, again, I'll say this. It's not how he throws the ball. It's when and where he throws the ball at times. And
you
I'll
look around this league and you look at the mistakes that the greats
I know.
Made this weekend.
Mahomes yesterday
just
got
like they made
I know.
In week one.
He threw a pick.
I can't believe
I know.
You're for real. Like you sit back and you judge our quarterback for making a mistake. Holy cow.
But he made a couple
I just
big ones.
Like Dan Campbell
I know you did.
Taking the mistake blame for an entire game yesterday.
Yeah.
No, that this is you've gone overboard with our quarterback. I think we as fans sometimes over-scrutinize, and we need to broaden our view, look across the NFL landscape, and see that right now, holy cow, Joe Burrow is in no man's land.
Well, they almost won that game for what it's worth.
But look at his face on the sideline.
I'm aware.
That's what I'm talking about. Joe Burrow is lost and worried right now.
But I guess... Here's what
a lot of quarterbacks are because they're seeing new things. They are adjusting just like the defenses have adjusted for the entire last offseason.
No, here's my main point on this game day. While you're going to hear the names Jahan Dotson and Britton Covey Moore, and you might hear Johnny Wilson if he plays, he may miss the game with an injury, and there's a decent chance you're going to hear Paris Campbell's name because he might get in there elevated from the practice squad. None of those guys are the $250 million quarterback. That's my point. Like, my point is, I'm not saying it's easy for Jalen if you have to throw the ball to Britton Covey or Paris Campbell or Johnny Wilson or Dotson, but, like, this is what a lot of quarterbacks in pro football deal with. He's had an incredible advantage with AJ and Devontae. Now he doesn't have that combo tonight. What are you going to do? Let's find out. 215-592-9494. Your confidence in Jalen in a spot like this without AJ. How much tougher the challenge is without AJ. We'll get into the defense coming up next. Your phone calls as well. And how much do you think Sirianni and Kellen Moore should lean on Saquon tonight? Or do you got to be very careful with his usage? Joe to Cameron. It's a big one. And look, it does feel nice with Dallas, Detroit, and San Francisco all losing. And by the way, McCaffrey, he's going to miss the first five games of the season at a minimum. That's unbelievable. All right, 215-592-9494 on this game day. Eagles against Kirk Cousins and the Falcons now tonight. You know, Kirk Cousins is one of those guys, it's almost like an Alex Smith career. Who had it felt like three different lives with different teams. You know, Alex Smith had the thing they were going with, Kansas City, San Francisco, and then eventually Washington. Now, Washington didn't last as long because of that injury. But, you know, I was looking it up over the weekend. Kirk Cousins, it was 6 years in Washington. It was 6 years in Minnesota. Now he's got his third team that he's at the helm of. And this one's wonky because they drafted the kid, the rookie, I think he could be pretty decent, that Penix guy. But what a weird spot. They give Kirk Cousins all this guaranteed money. They draft a quarterback in the top 10. Very odd. But anyway.
He's been in so many odd quarterback situations.
He has.
Just think of the way his NFL life
totally.
Was born.
Totally.
They took RG3 totally. Down there in Washington, and then that was the first round. And then in, I think, the fourth round, it was, in the same draft.
I know.
Okay, RG3, we've got him. We love him. He's our starter. We're going to build everything about him, all, you know, billboards and
right,
all that.
That's right.
And then in the fourth round, the same year. What could that have felt like for Kirk Cousins? Just like, okay,
it's
weird. Hey, what's up, everyone?
It's a weird thing. All right, so Cousins against
the backup.
By the way,
he wasn't.
And this will be the 12th time tonight Kirk Cousins faces the Eagles. That's a lot,
that
man.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of times.
How
All
does
right.
this happen?
To the phones we go. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on tonight's game. Let's get to LeVert, Erie Avenue. What's up, LeVert?
Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good, buddy.
Hey, LeVert.
LeVert, you know what I like about your call? Real quick, before you even crank it up. Yeah, everyone else, like, I'm from Huntington Valley, or I'm from Philly, or I'm from Pottstown, or I'm from my street. All right, I'm from Erie Avenue. That's where I'm from. All right, go ahead, LeVert.
Yeah, how are you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
Doing great, LeVert.
Big Eagle season again. But before I say anything, I'd like to ask my Eagles family to keep the Clement and Small family, Corey Clement's father passed last week.
Oh,
keep them
no.
in prayer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, keep them in
terrible.
Prayer.
I am sorry to hear that. We actually knew we had met him. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm very, very sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So back to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jalen is going to pan out okay this season. I think with the new coordinator, he'll get him to recognize the mistakes that he's making because these are just minor mistakes. And it's all about seeing the field better and realizing that certain throws he needs to hold on to or throw away.
No question.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I'm kind of a toss-up on the Barkley thing on how to run him and how much to run him. I think we should, in a way, save him some of these games, you know, and run some of the other running backs a little more and keep him healthy for the entire season.
So that's my inclination.
That is the ultimate goal, no question. But the question is the number of carries that is required to get the team to where they need to go, which is a run to set up the pass for the most part. I like that idea, but keep him healthy. 20 carries feels too much in Joe's eyes.
It does.
I think that's crazy to say that's too much for a workhorse running back. That's what he does. That's how he does it.
It's a long season, though. It really is.
I know. And you deal with that when you deal with
that.
Because,
LeVert, one of the realities is, so, let's go back 3 years ago. 3 years ago, you had two different teams that would get a bye. Now you only have one. 3 years ago, you'd only have 16 games. Now you have 17. What's my point? My point is, unless you get the top seed, which is, attainable but difficult, right? You have to play 21 games to win the Super Bowl. 21. I mean, you got to get to mid-February. So do I want Saquon, even though it's tempting, to touch the ball 25 times tonight? Candidly, I do not.
Neither do I. I figure 18 to 20, a steady diet of maybe 15 to 20 carries on these games that we'll probably win anyway is enough touches.
Yeah, well, okay, LeVert, look, we appreciate the phone call. We're very sorry to hear the news you said there at the start of that call. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute, we'll get to the Phils from the weekend. A lot to digest with what they put out there, and a great job, obviously, getting closer to the NL East crown. We'll get to that in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades, with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center, they're the best. They're also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Let me make this all real simple for you. If you got a big old problem with your teeth, something that requires a major repair, maybe something going back to childhood you've always wanted to get fixed, never did, or more recently an accident, a fall, you got banged up and you're looking for a solution, know that PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington, they can provide that solution for you. Get yourself there. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the Eagles. So too to weigh in on the Phils. I'll ask this open-ended question. What's the biggest thing that stood out to you this weekend with the Phils? There's probably 4 or 5 different possibilities. Let's go to this one from Saturday, not the first, but the second home run from Bryce Harper.
And there he goes, and the pitch swung on deep, right field. Forget about it. That one's not coming back. A 2-run shot for Bryce Harper. His second of the afternoon, his 28th of the year, and the Phillies close the Mets' lead to 1. It's 4-3.
Of course, entering that game, he hadn't hit a homer in about a month. Now, he'd had a pretty good average and a great on-base percentage with a lot of walks, but he had no power. Now we're 2 weeks to the playoffs. John, biggest thing that stood out to you this weekend, there's a lot of options. What hits you the most?
I had the just joy of being there on Saturday.
Oh, very cool. Nice.
Cal Stevenson out there.
Oh, my God.
Just out of nowhere. I wasn't sure what was going on. Like, who was that guy?
Yeah, who is he?
His body looks different than what I'm expecting. It's not Rojas. It's not, looking. Wow. He was making plays out there. Yeah. I'm trying not to get too overexcited. I know he might not even be on this roster for the postseason. Yeah. But it wasn't just, he was making plays out there defensively that were really just smart, solid plays for a while.
But
throwing it to the right base.
But the one catch
doing
was.
Doing the impossible with the one catch and then just coming up big. That was great to see. But Bryce, power, that is timing up perfectly, just like everything that we had hoped would be. It feels like it might be. We saw Bryce when geez, when was it? Was it 2 years ago?
Yes.
His power re-arrived right around mm-hmm. this time. And it feels good on that front. I think football-wise, every team in the world that matters in the NFC looked kind of bad mm-hmm. this last weekend. That's a huge takeaway.
Yep.
The biggest, whatever you'd call it, deuce dropped was by the Dallas Cowboys.
That was unbelievable.
An unbelievable thrashing
it was.
Of that Dallas Cowboys team. It's just more of that, wow, if Micah Parsons and if people are unhappy behind closed doors, maybe it can submarine things. Is that what we just saw happen?
Yeah, well, listen, that's a fascinating one. I don't know what in the world went on with Dallas other than maybe we overrated them after week one. Maybe Cleveland's not that good even though they won yesterday. And maybe Doug's in, I hate to say it, but maybe he's in jeopardy getting fired at some point if he doesn't get Jacksonville on the rails. Rhea, biggest thing that stood out to you from the Phillies this weekend is what?
Christopher Sanchez, he's just, I mean, I am so impressed with him at home. I mean, to me, you have to kind of rearrange what you're doing in the playoffs and have him pitch at home.
So you would do that, Nola to three.
I watch him at home and it's just a completely different cat.
It has been.
And that first like five, six innings took like an